Over the next 4 weeks, the Auckland Theatre Company is putting on its first ever play designed to be watched online. The first episode of Chekhov's The Seagull comes out this Friday at 7 p.m. The director of the play, Eleanor Bishop, joins us now. Hi, Eleanor.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Well, this is bit, eh? Friday, 7 p.m, head-to-head with Shortland Street.
Yes, they're absolutely right.
Yeah. Hey, tell us a bit about The Seagull. A lot of people will know the name, if not the sort of substance of the play.
Yeah, it's one of Chekhov's most famous plays. It's about an extended family, 10 characters. Some of them are artists, and normally they all gather up at the lake to drink and hang out, and this time they're gathering on a Zoom call since they can't all be together.
Wow.
And the story's going to play out just as it does in the play, with people falling in and out of love and reflecting on their hopes and disappointments and all of that Chekhovian goodness just over a Zoom call.
Fantastic. What a good idea. How complicated has it been then to transform it from the stage to the little screen, laptop screen?
It hasn't actually been that complicated. I mean, the story lends itself really well in the sense that it just feels like what families and people who care about each other who can't be together at the moment are doing. They're just getting on Zoom calls and, you know, they're still trying to spend time together. And there's all the awkwardness and of that inherent in the Chekhov, all the awkward pauses and things like that. So, yeah, it lends itself really well.
Why have you split it into four parts?
Well, we just thought it would be great to... it's a two-hour, normally over a two-hour play, so we thought it would be great to work on it in chunks, and then we could adjust each episode to the level alert as they change. So we've got the first episode, we've gone back a little bit in time because we wanted to reflect what level four was like for people, and then as things hopefully loosen up, the characters' lives will change a little bit so we can reflect that back to New Zealand.
Are you charging a ticket price?
No, it's all free online on ATC's Facebook and YouTube. So anyone can watch, and if you watch it at 7 p.m, there'll be a chance to interact with the actors and the creative team afterwards, and there'll be a chat function going on the side. So hopefully people can comment and share in this somewhat live experience together. And then if people miss that, they can watch that episode through the week and then hopefully tune in for the next one the following Friday.
How are rehearsals going?
Yeah, I just stepped away from my desk where I was doing a Zoom rehearsal with Natalie Morris, who's playing Nina, a fabulous young actress on the rise. And she's got to do a play within the play. The character of Constantine, a young writer in the play, has written a play for her to perform that everyone's gathered on Zoom to watch. So she's doing the play within the play in her bathroom. So we were just trying to figure out, okay, if we put the mirror there and you hold your other phone there to light yourself and your mic there, it's very complicated but very fun.
Yeah, I've got to say, even when you're in an office meeting on Zoom, lighting is very, very important, let alone when you've got hundreds of people watching you, Eleanor.
Exactly. And, you know, we're a bit limited because we can't be together. So I think people from ATC have been going around doing contactless deliveries of desk lamps and mics and things like that, just so that we can make the Zoom experience that everyone's familiar with look and feel a little bit better in this context.
So what are your plans for 7 p.m. Friday night then?
I'll be there online. I want to see what people are saying, and then I'll be joining in for the discussion afterwards. Yeah.
Anticipating any technical problems? I guess you wouldn't be anticipating any. That's why they're problems, because they show up unannounced. But, you know, you're getting these actors via Zoom. They've all got to time it right. You've got to get the audio right, and then you've got to broadcast it to the world. It sounds pretty complicated to me.
Yeah, it is. And the actors have got to mute and unmute themselves at the right time. And we did a reading yesterday, and we've scripted a few times where some of the older characters haven't got their audio working. But we're also anticipating that there might be a few times like that where that just actually happens. And that happened yesterday, and Jenna Ford-Leland just said, "You're on mute, darling, you're on mute." And that actor just unmuted themselves, and that's all part of it, because that's what is like these days.
And so, you know, I've been asking most of my guests this, but any silver linings here? You know, are there aspects of this performance that you're glad you're doing it this way? Any aspect of the play which has become clearer to you or more enjoyable because of doing it online like this?
Absolutely. I mean, this play is so much about loneliness and the longing for connection and the humour in that, and that is really amplified in this format. And you get to be really close to these actors, these beautiful, amazing actors who you normally see on stage, and that's great, but this is just a different way to see them, very intimate. And you get to see, you know, two or three people all in the same frame. You can see all of their reactions in a way that, you know, sometimes you can't in a film, or you can't on the stage. So it's quite exciting to work in this new format. I'm choosing to be very optimistic about it and embracing it.
Great. Hey, well done. Nice to talk to you again. Thanks, Eleanor.
Great to talk to you, Jesse. Thank you.
Eleanor Bishop. She's had an interesting career, actually. You can look it up on RNZ, the various times I've talked to her over the years. She's done some really revolutionary things in terms of theatre, and so you'll understand why she was the woman to take the helm of this particular project.